Welcome to Dial-A-Dork, everyone. My name is Irv Katz. I am here live in my leafless table, in my basement, in front of the monitor, looking at the levels as we speak. I am joined tonight by Dr. J the Science Gate, back after his long sabbatical to
paternity leave
on federal maternity leave from Dial-A-Dork. We are also joined tonight by the nicknameless Russ Miller,
who will eventually be under the table.
Nice. Who will be under the table because Russ was kind enough to bring 24-ounce cans of Colt 45 for all the cast members in the show tonight.
Works every time.
So we're going to do an experiment to see if it's going to work this time. Because if we can actually successfully show that it did not work this time, then you have...
We can go back to the beer store.
Well,
like
then you
Doug
can disprove
Bob.
That it works every time.
Doug and Bob McKenzie?
Yeah.
Are different. I didn't know if it was two guys you knew named Doug and Bob.
No.
Okay.
No, no. If it doesn't work, we'll be able to go back and say this beer's broken. We need cases for life.
It didn't work this
and
time.
There was a mouse in mine also.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the Elsinore Brewery.
Hey, somebody took a whiz in my beer, eh?
So, I don't know about you guys, but I had quite the thrilling week, weekend, actually.
So, can't make that statement.
Well, yeah, sure, what happened?
Well, what happened was that the Tremont neighborhood had the Sell Your Stuff event.
Oh, I did hear about that. I wish
hey,
I'd
thanks
known
for calling me and
in
telling
advance.
Me, inviting me. I would have come on down.
Yeah, I need crap.
What, for 50 yard sales?
Yes.
Hells yeah.
Wasn't it in the paper or something?
I can't read.
Maybe the Tremont paper.
You can't read.
I
well,
can't
let me
read.
Just say,
you know better than that.
Let me just say that Dory and I were a late entry to the field.
Did you sell the leaf to the table?
We didn't sell the leaf to the table. We kept the leaf. It's right over there. But we did. I sold my old juicer for a dollar.
Oh, I would have bought that.
Well, I sold my...
the woman wouldn't let you take
we sold a spare old blender juicer that we had for a dollar.
Spare blender?
I sold a vacuum cleaner for $3.
All kinds of motorized things.
If you like land less than 10... It probably wasn't worth the time to take it out of your house.
We made a total of approximately $40.
Nice.
40 blenders.
$40 for about 4 hours of work. And we also... and then we tried to sell some other stuff. We tried to sell some other stuff, and we had just left it on the tree lawn at the end of the thing when they didn't sell. Like, I had a 17...
That's all a lot of that we drove through
nice.
On Sunday.
17-inch monitor was priced for $5. Then slash price to $3, and then nobody would buy it. So I just at the end of the thing, I was simply telling everyone who walked by that they could have everything they see before them for $5, and that was like a TV stand, a monitor.
You need to provide some way to carry that.
Well, right. However, I believe I have broken new ground
in your trunk.
I have broken new ground in yard sale technology, and I'd like to share it with you.
Technology.
All right. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
We found a bunch of somewhat desirable or potentially
ladies.
Desirable but basically worthless items, okay?
I'm with you.
And we put them in a gigantical cardboard box.
I'm with you up until gigantical. Really?
Like a big cardboard box that you might like buy a big like multifunction inkjet printer in or something.
That I understand,
big,
but seriously, gigantical?
Well,
okay.
That means large like my testicles.
I guess.
Gigantical.
Gigantical-icious.
And I wrote on one of the, you know, what do you call those? The flaps?
Flaps, yes.
I wrote on the flap, basically said, one item free with purchase from this, you know, basically one item from this box free with purchase. And so everybody that walked by, I said, free item with every purchase.
Lanyap.
Lanyap?
Yeah, Lanyap. Very nice.
What's Lanyap?
That's like a... French Creole thing you give away with purchases.
I did not. Okay, see, I thought it was a Native American
okay.
tribe, but okay.
Okay, well, I guess I...
L-A-I-G-N-P-E, I believe.
Uh-huh.
Lanyap.
Well,
that's right.
Not
I
only did I not break new ground,
nice.
It was actually hundreds of years old.
Yeah, pretty much.
Nevertheless,
not a practice,
so fuck
sure.
you.
You don't see that at too many yard sales.
Yeah, it's more of a barter economy
so
thing.
It was great. Nice. I had a snowman tie in there. I had some old Christmas ornaments that I tried
now,
to sell on
to
eBay.
Pick, or
really?
Did you have
yeah.
to pick?
What?
Did
no,
they get to pick?
They got to pick a Ren and Stimpy whoopee cushion. That went quickly.
Wow.
A roll of excrements.
Oh, I'm sorry.
These were little gag gift breath mints. But they said excrements, and then underneath it says, when your breath smells like shit.
Ah, very funny. Would that, did they actually taste like shit, or no?
I don't actually
okay.
know.
No one would eat something.
And so anyway, it actually worked extremely well, and we found at least two or three people who bought something just to pick something out of the box.
Nice.
No,
and you have to be strict. You have to say you can't just buy something out of the box.
What
you have to
I was
buy something
ask.
Else. And a couple of people walk by and they're like, oh, that's a good way to get rid of your extra crap. And I'm like, you're on to me. Now buy something. They're like, whatever. And so
punch him in the face.
Brilliant.
So that was kind of my adventure there doing the yard sale situation. And I was going to go around and actually try to find a couple of $5 sets of golf clubs for the incoming Fijis for who are flying in and won't have their golf clubs.
I imagine if you're flying in to play golf, you bring clubs.
Well, Rosenberg already said he is not going to fly in his clubs, and I don't think Bruning and Nami even own clubs.
I don't think they play golf.
Well,
you can rent them.
Yeah, you can rent them, but I mean...
Did I tell you I can't go to that, by the way?
Why?
Because I have to take my comprehensive examination
you.
That morning.
Comprehensive examination?
Is that where they stick their finger up
degree?
Your butt?
That's correct. Oh. It's an invasive comprehensive examination.
UFIA?
The UFIA, yes. It's all over when the oil hits the anus.
Well, so you're going to miss the golf outing?
Probably.
Well, that's,
I wouldn't say he'll miss
you know what? That saves me a moral dilemma.
Why?
Because I was going to have to exclude you from my foursome due to my pledge brothers.
Yeah,
but
well, I never liked you anyway,
it.
You dick.
Okay.
Now,
okay,
you know what?
I was going to foursome with Shuler.
Oh, good. He doesn't play golf and probably will bail and not come.
He says he's coming.
Yeah, he says a lot of things. I hope you're listening, faggot.
Well, Nami, Bruning, and Rosenberg have all forwarded me their itinerary, so, I mean, they have plane tickets.
That's good enough.
They're coming.
Good, 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 good.
Okay, enough talk about the stuff that Russ knows nothing about.
And people listening don't care about. Yeah, this is
pretty
what happens
much, yeah.
when Irv and I don't talk for like a week and a half.
So, anyway, so on tonight's show, we have news items. We have pieces of flair. We have
Colt 45.
We have Colt 45
again.
And I gotta
it's
say,
not
so
bad.
Far it's working.
It's really not bad, and
it's
I'm so
making me belch a lot.
Exactly. I'm ashamed that I'm enjoying this.
I actually like my liquor.
You
better
know
than
what?
Beer.
I'm gonna need to go buy a pack of Cools. I'll be right back.
Maybe those newberries
actually,
are berry flavored.
Yeah,
have
the
Newport. That'd be good.
Yes.
I love that Salem's. Line from the old
I got a pack of
the old third base song. I think it was. Called the
Pop
gas face.
Yes.
Weasel goes
where he
pop.
Says something like, sign your life on the X, and then you get like a box of Newports and some Puma sweats.
And some Puma sweats, that's
something
correct.
Like that.
That
but,
hey, you know that Puma sponsored the Iranian team? Made me consider whether I want to get Pumas.
Oh, I don't think the Iranian soccer team is necessarily what we have to worry
they actually,
about.
They have surprisingly little to do with government policy, I've found. I'm just saying.
I'm
unless
just saying.
They win the entire saying. Thing. Then
in which case, they'll
become come home heroes.
Dictators
they,
for life.
They lost, didn't they? They lost to Mexico.
Well, and we're
yeah.
also going to have...
Mole, 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 mole.
Lots of people
and
are
I think
lose
we've tonight. Got a... I think we've got a... We're going to get physical
mole.
With Dr. J also.
Oh, boy. Sweet.
So we've got all kinds of fabulous segments ready for you tonight. So why don't we...
I got some crap, too.
Well, first I'd like to jump right in here with a great website. I've got a YWOW for you. It's www.straightdope.com, which is Till Adams' Straight Dope newspaper column, which appears in hundreds and hundreds of newspapers around the country and probably a few in Canada. And maybe it's translated into other languages. I don't know.
He's
but,
syndicated.
Cecil Adams answers questions. You mail in questions to him, and he answers them. And these are very typically like of a scientific nature or of a historical nature or even like Snopes-type stuff. But anyway, dear Straight Dope, I am a man who, after a long day at work, likes to kick back with a 40-ounce malt liquor and relax. I seem to, however, catch flack from people I know due to their general distaste for malt liquor. These are the same people who enjoy an occasional beer. I feel that there is really no difference between these two types of beverages except for alcohol content and, of course, the much lower price tag.
A little more flavor in malt liquor, I say.
I think they are just being snobby and in the process paying a lot more money for the same product with less alcohol. Is there really a difference between beer and malt liquor in either the brewing process or ingredients?
Pronounce malt liquor.
I think it's purely a matter of perception. If people drank malt liquor out of crystal champagne glasses instead of brown paper bags, this country would be dotted with trendy malt liquor brew pubs and malt liquor cigar bars. Then who would be the fool?
Yeah, then
signed Todd D. And from the Straight Dope staff, Jill replies, let's see, well, she has the Ben Franklin quote that beer is living proof that God loves us and wants us to be happy. And let's see, the blah, 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 cultural thing. There are more differences between malt liquor and most other kinds of beer than just the alcohol, and even that varies. For comparison, your average American beer has between 3.5% and 4% alcohol. Light beers have less, and heavier European beers contain 5% or more, as we've seen with, like, your nice triple, triple Belgian whatever.
Oh, yeah.
That's like 9%.
Great Lakes has an 8%er. Which one?
The Moondog, or not, the Blackout Stout.
Yeah, Stout, definitely.
The Blackout Stout is like a 9 and change, I think.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
Mostly Triple X was always like 7.5% or 8%.
Yeah.
You couldn't get it for a long
time. Right, right.
It's good stuff.
Ohio's crazy. Yeah, the Blackout Stout made the top, I think it's top 5 of like a list of 100 unbelievable beers. It was one of the only American ones in the top 5, I think.
Terrific. Good
yep.
for them.
Yeah, we are as good as anything.
Okay, so Camo 5X Malt Liquor. It comes in a camouflage bottle, so don't put it on the ground, because it's hard enough to find your beer after you've had a few anyway. Contains
it 8% urban camouflage? Because that's where it really needs
exactly.
to be.
Exactly. It's colored like sidewalk.
Nice.
8% alcohol by weight. St. Ives, who on the rap tune on the St. Ives commercial said, it'll make your Jimmy thicker and get your woman in the mood quicker, is 7.3. Some of the others, like
TV.
Some of the others, like Colt 45 and Mickey's, have less than 5.6. So this is actually going to be akin to
Zima was actually a malt liquor.
Zima is a malt liquor.
Yes. Beers are either top fermented or bottom fermented. Porters, ales, and stouts are top fermented, and malt liquor is bottom fermented, which means the wort, which is the resulting brew of malt prepared cereals like corn, rice, hops, and water, is fermented by yeast of the bottom fermentation type, where the yeast settles to the bottom of the fermenting tanks.
It must just be heavier.
Top fermenting does the opposite. Malt liquor is made from a wort containing a high percentage of fermentable sugars, which makes it slightly sweeter and a bit spicy in flavor, and also raises the alcohol content.
Just like I like my women.
And then she's got a letter from the general treasurer of the Rhode Island colony from 1775 for directions for brewing malt liquors. But anyway, you were asking why malt liquor is considered lowbrow when it's cheaper and more alcoholic. She doesn't want to cast aspersions, but
it's because black people
because
like
if you've
it.
Got a friend whose idea of quality in alcoholic beverages is cheap and it'll get you drunk faster, but that's probably she goes, you may cherish this person, but he or she probably will not be the first person you think of taking to meet the queen.
I don't know.
Like
it depends
that.
On what the queen's
Lesser
name
fine.
Is.
I don't know. I think there's a point there, though.
I think there's definitely
it's good beer.
I got two questions for you. Number one, in the letter from the 1700s, does it say it worketh every time? No? Okay. I was curious. I can't find this.
It does say, bung it up with clay.
Oh, that's fun.
And keep it in your cellar.
In three months,
you may bottle the strong beer. The other, in a week's time, will be fit to drink.
You know, the last thing I bunged up with clay, I had to keep in my cellar. It's true.
Before she went to the proper authorities.
That's right. That's right.
Our dear long lost cast member Yoko the architect is here. I won't shove a microphone in her face, but I will ask her if she would ever contemplate filling up her bung with clay.
I wish you all could see the look of I hate you
of
so
mild
much.
Mild bemusement.
Yes, exactly.
There'll be trouble later.
However, this does remind me of... Have you guys heard of the drinking game called Edward 40 Hands?
Yes, where you tape the 40s to your hands.
You tape the 40s to your hands, and you can't take them off till they're empty. So you can't go to the bathroom, you can't really do...
Unless you're already naked.
Unless you're already naked. Or unless you were smart enough to put on a Depends undergarment, or in the case of maybe Chris Baker, catheterize yourself.
See, now, there's just nothing okay about putting tubes in yourself to help you drink better. I don't know if that's...
Well,
Mike
don't forget that he also intubated himself and put, like, a few ounces of vodka directly into his stomach.
I believe it was about half... He pushed half a fifth of vodka into his stomach.
That's a bad idea.
Yeah. Well, he's a nurse, so it's all good.
Did that end poorly?
Mike, that's not a good mic.
Can we hear you?
No, I cannot hear anything.
Can we hear Dorian?
Nevin.
Oh, what?
Do you hear me?
Mm-hmm. A little bit.
It's very low. We don't know which.
We
don't know which one she is.
You know,
I think it's number 3. Oh,
everything just went dead. No, we can't hear.
Everything just went dead.
No, it's fine.
Although, wait a minute, Irv, talk.
Everything just went dead?
Nope, I can hear you. Just kidding.
Oh, false alarm, folks.
I just heard a wreck thing.
You're still hearing us.
Number two. All
right.
There's another test there.
Oh, look at your baby.
How cute this effing child is.
Aw, I'm going to be over here looking at
baby.
Child
effing already.
My baby is so
cute. Okay, cool. Anyway, hey, Yoko, how's it going?
Oh, just fine.
What brings you down here?
I missed you guys.
I thought you were upstairs having a little me time.
That's a total lie.
She's doing laundry for years.
Well, all the clay is out of my bunghole now.
Oh, good.
You know.
She's not doing... She's never... I don't think she's ever actually done my laundry.
Oh, that's a bad...
No, I've never, ever done your laundry, thank God.
Is that why it smells so bad?
Well, no, that's...
never been done
that's
at all.
Why, that's why it's done as infrequently as it is.
Are you kidding? Herb knows how to use bleach. I've got to ask him what I'm doing.
Actually, yeah, I'm actually a little bit better.
Talking about the blind leading the blind.
First time my uncle... put a diaper on my cousin. He put it on backwards. He never had to put diapers on anymore.
Genius.
I'm thinking that if I'm ever asked to do laundry, I'll just take a load of whites, dump in a whole crap load of bleach, you know, figure out how bad it can get, make it that bad, and then I'll never have to do laundry again. Fortunately, I have never been asked.
A red sock does wonders, too, to white.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a lot of pink socks for a while. Mm-hmm. I wasn't even trying to get any back at anybody.
Word.
There was, by the way, if you look up drinking game on the Wikipedia, there are there's a pretty intense article with a long list of drinking games, including ones that you can do on you can play with. What the hell is that?
It's baby video. We got more important things than drinking games going on right here.
I figured Dory would eventually come down.
I figured she would eventually come down, and I would show her the baby video.
There's a constantly updated and increasingly comprehensive collection of original movie drinking games can be found at www.lit. The DVD for the comedy movie Eurotrip has a full-length audio commentary wherein the directors play a drinking game to their own movie.
Nice.
Clever.
Brilliant.
Pretty good.
When all you got is, what's her name?
The hot one?
Of the Dawn from Buffy.
Wing giggity.
Yeah, but she's tiny and young.
Hot of the Dawn?
There weren't a lot of... Her name is Dawn on Buffy. I don't even know. Michelle Trachtenberg, okay? I know.
Trachtenberg. Yes.
What about
right.
her?
She's the best flesh you got on TV. You got a drink.
Okay.
She has what on TV?
There's a game for
all
Pulp Fiction. Whenever a character... a character in Pulp Fiction says, fuck, you have to take a sip.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
The word is used 271 times in the film.
Awesome.
And at times you...
For Palooka.
Yeah.
What are you looking at, Punchy?
Yeah.
What's the name of that site one more time, Irv?
LazyDork.com.
Thank you.
Wow, we should get cross promotion.
We should.
Dialalazydork.com.
Dialalazydork. So this is kind of interesting. I'm not seeing the Iron Chef game though.
What's the Iron Chef game? OTA.
The Iron Chef game is actually kind of fun because you can choose different roles. Some people can be the Iron Chef. Some people can be the challenger. Some people can be the celebrity panel, and some people can be Chairman Kaga.
Now there is there's a suggest a game there. You know,
is not
there's,
listed there.
There's
anywhere?
A suggest
Lazy
a game.
Dork.
I'm just saying you can email them at Lazy Dork.
You should become like friends with the LazyDork.com group because I mean,
I don't know. We're really full up on friends.
An obvious synergy.
There is.
Leverage.
I see collaboration.
Okay, I think I've got it here. Maybe
lemurlove.com
is where the Iron Chef drinking game is officially kept, but
there how about
is,
Shaolin
for
soccer?
Like the challengers, one drink when the challenger says, I will win. And if he or she uses the word definitely, take an additional drink. I'll definitely win. Two drinks, if you're the Iron Chef, it's two drinks any time that it is a special battle. Two drinks if the theme ingredient is not seafood. One drink if the Iron Chef complains that the ingredient is not often used in his style of cuisine. That's a classic bitch and moan.
Anytime the actress says something about it being something being luxurious in her mouth or something about her mouth, I think you get to drink.
It makes my mouth so happy.
Exactly.
I like the Star Wars one. Every time someone turns a lightsaber on or off, mentions the Force, Luke whines about something, anyone says Kenobi... Either R2-D2 or C-3PO get damaged. Anyone insults the or boasts about the Millennium Falcon. Anyone mentions the Death Star's technical plans inside R2-D2 or communicates via radio. And then they say, if you really, really, really want to get wasted, a laser beam is shot. But I don't think that's not even possible. You couldn't even... You'd just drink the whole movie. Well, during the whole battle scene, That's not that's ridiculous.
It's impossible.
What's the worst drinking game you guys have ever played?
Zoom Schwartz Perfigliano.
All drinking games just slow me down.
I hate that game.
It's
so
stupid.
How the hell did you play that again?
Well, I've never even heard of this
you,
game.
There are three words, and you can say them at random. And you, it's Zoom and Schwartz and Perfigliano. And what happens is someone looks at you and says Zoom, and you've been Zoomed. And then you can say Zoom or Schwartz, and you say it to the other person, and then when you say it to someone, if you say Perfigliano, the person at their left is the one who has to, you know, it's on the, someone.
How
someone
stoned were you guys when you came up with it?
We totally
No, 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 somebody told it
someone,
to us.
And actually, it was probably one of the Sigma Psi's, and I think it was Saxon Fielding Deck.
My personal least favorite game
not that anymore, but.
Was called Cardinal Puff Puff.
Cardinal Puff Puff?
Yes. And Cardinal Puff Puff was a game that
Is that a drinking game?
Yeah, it is a drinking game. It was actually a drinking game. It was actually a game that I pulled out for the Haze the Brothers party.
Oh, boy.
When I was head of that when I was a pledge. But anyway, what you have to do is it kind of goes around in turns, and you take like a rocks glass full of beer. So maybe like 4 ounces of beer, okay? And you have to you have to drink all the beer in the glass. And when I say all the beer in the glass, I literally mean all the beer in the glass, because when you say that you're done, you take the glass and you immediately turn it over onto a napkin, and if there's any moisture whatsoever left on the napkin, you put it down the napkin for a second and then pick it up. If there's any ring, if anything dropped in there, if there's any wetness at all, you have to do it again. And then you have to do it again, and you have to do it again, and you have to do it again.
Damn near impossible. Because
and I made three different brothers vomit. Because we also did something called the Cheeseburger Challenge.
Yeah, the Cheeseburger Challenge was
which was you had 60 seconds to eat a McDonald's cheeseburger in 3 bites and chug a beer.
Unacceptable.
Jesus Christ.
Unacceptable.
So there was like huge unchewed chunks of cheeseburger.
Oh, that'd be some ugly puke.
All right, Poppy finally found a nice big cardboard tube worthy of her.
Very happy about it.
I can watch that dog for ages.
Anyway.
Yeah, so that's a tough game. I do like Zoomy Zoomy.
Zoomy Zoomy?
Yes. Zoomy Zoomy is a game where you kind of do...
Is that a TLC song?
It's one of... I think so. It's one of those games where you have to do a rhythmic clapping thing.
Oh, that's like the softball girls.
I hate any kind of clapping drinking game. I gotta.
And everybody has the person who starts is the Zoomy,
right.
And everyone else has a number.
Zoomy,
and
Zoomy,
you go, Zoomy, Zoomy, 1-1, and then the person who's one goes 1-1.
You should
not
be playing that if you have testicles.
Yeah, exactly. I agree completely.
Well, let me just say that if you're getting drunk with a bunch of girls, it's like 5 guys and like 5 girls. It's a hell of a lot of fun because. You just pick on the girls and make them drink over and over and over
because
again.
They keep messing up, yeah.
They keep messing up, and yeah. It can work to your advantage.
You guys are so sweet.
Yeah,
what
yeah,
noble
yeah, yeah,
gentlemen
yeah.
I'm among.
You know what?
Who where?
No
who where when?
I'm in it to win it.
Exactly.
As they say. We also have a Tim Wersel bare metal.
Oh, that's right.
Question
Tim,
of the week.
I'm so glad that name stuck. The bare metal
you
question
like
of the week. Oh yeah.
He even uses it.
So we've already had a YWOW.
Questions every week.
I can tell you about my. Tell you about my pieces of flair.
I got flair too.
Do you?
Yeah.
Sweet. I was going to bring my flair from last week, but I think we got the link and it's good enough.
Okay.
It really is. It is smaller than the Colt 45 can. That damn can.
No,
it's
fucking
awesome.
I saw it. I saw it on. It was in some piece of, email that I got from some store advertising it, and it's a neat looking little thing.
If you're in the mood for a camcorder, the JVC Enviro or whatever it is.
Yep.
Word. The only problem I have found, what's that?
That cardboard tube Poppy has is not going to make
it. No, it's not. The only drawback I've found, though, is rendering video into like a compressed format, into like an MPEG 2 or MPEG 1 or AVI. It takes pretty much real time. It's a little bit less, but it takes more. Like 24 minutes took me 17 minutes.
And that's on your really fast computer.
Yeah.
So maybe not
thing.
So
that's
much.
That's a no. That's it. Well,
after you
changing it from the yeah, it's. Downloading it from the
just
camera.
Upload
is quick.
Them to YouTube.
Well, it's this .mod extension, which I think is
ew.
Yeah.
Method of modern.
I don't know.
Method of modern love.
Yes.
Modern love.
Church on time.
Jinx, you owe me a Colt 45. Boo.
Boo.
Who brought the Colt 45? By the way,
Russ.
You, Russ,
of course.
Russ.
My piece of flair is this dual Pentium 2 400 Dell PowerEdge 1300 server.
Holy Jesus.
With 256 megs of RAM and no hard drive.
Did you get that at the sale?
I didn't get it at the sale. It was quote-unquote given to me by a client.
Oh, is that right?
Who I think was more like, please haul this thing away. Thank you. Goodbye.
What kind of memory in that
again? 256 ECC.
Nice.
Error checking.
That's correct.
That'll be fun.
What does ECC?
What the hell does error checking mean?
Okay.
ECC.
There's ECC and there's non-ECC.
Error and correction, I know we're in there.
I think it's error
memory.
Correction checking.
And ECC memory is typically used in servers. It's more expensive and it has circuitry on the memory stick to make sure that, you know, like to build and check, I guess, checksums of the things that are written and read from memory,
you know,
so it's a little slower too, but it prevents
memory
based. Memory
is one of the things that keeps changing annoyingly. Not just like in size, but just factors. SIMS, DIMS, ECC, parity, whatever. But you know what? I recently ran into a new thing that annoys me about building computers. Considering upgrading my home network to gigabit, pricing all the components, getting ready to buy, and I finally saw someone review of a card saying, if you have a normal PC, the PCI bus won't even go gigabit.
True.
That's very possible.
At work, I deal with servers, so I never even thought about it.
Right.
They come with gigabit built in.
Wait, what's gigabit?
It's faster. 10 times faster than 100.
A gig is a billion.
Well, no, I know what bits are, and I know what gig, but when you go gigabit, what the hell are you talking about?
It is a networking speed.
It's how much information
it's
per
second. It's a networking bandwidth.
Yeah.
You go gigabit on your end, or your
what you typically have, like on your laptop and on almost every computer in the world, you have 100 base T, which is 100 megabit.
And when we were
that it was 10 megabit.
Yeah.
Before that, it was like 1 and 5 megabit when you were doing like crazy vampire net.
But I always thought that your speed was had to do with the size of your pipe out of your house, not really what your computer was.
We're talking about something else.
Right.
This is networking between like local area networking.
Two computers and he's transferring data between them. He's moving.
So your computers are like masturbating at home and they want to do it faster? Is that what you're
yes.
saying?
Yes.
Well, if your computers are masturbating at home.
Video from your kid.
Welcome back, Yoko.
You have no idea the visual I've just conjured up in my head, folks. I wish you could pull
that
out.
Hardly the first time computers have been associated.
Doesn't anybody knock anymore?
Brilliant.
Dreaming of JPEGs of Phoebe Cates.
What was that movie, Sweet Dreams?
Fast Times at
Why would
no,
you need
no, no, no,
your
no.
local area network?
I know what you're
faster.
Talking about. Sweet Dreams, the computer movie with Virginia. Isn't that Virginia Madsen?
I don't remember who it was.
And some other guy.
What's that, babe?
Yes.
I'm still
awesome.
Confused over
electric.
Here trying to.
Sweet Dreams.
Electric. I feel like a monkey.
Electric
okay,
dreams.
Look.
Okay, wait. Why would you want your LAN to be faster? Are you doing a lot of shit at
he's
home?
He's got a big memory video file on his laptop, and he's got a server somewhere else.
I want to move it to the place that's running my website, or I want to move it to my home computer, I want to move it upstairs to my whatever that damn thing is that you have.
So we've reached the point where we need to start doing that stuff faster.
Well, here's
problem,
something
really.
Else to consider.
I say just, you know,
Dory,
no.
You know, most people don't have any need to make the move to gigabit. It's more expensive.
You've gone to plaid.
And they don't need to go to ludicrous speed. The point
ludicrous
is,
speed.
Is that if you are, let's say you have a bunch of servers that have to exchange a great deal of information with each other on your internal network.
Like backups.
Okay? Like backups
right.
or, you know, maybe doing some kind of clustering or something like that.
Like clustering?
You know, or just have to, you know, have
right.
to exchange a ton of information all the time. So what you'll do is maybe you'll build a nice gigabit backbone that connects all the servers together. But then all the rest of the networking in the building is just regular 100 base T.
In the building. So this is like an office situation.
Yeah, this is like
a
LAN. This
an
is LAN.
Intranet.
But this is what
LAN.
You're talking about doing at home, though.
Yes.
Yeah, which is also a LAN.
Yeah, your house could be an office.
As I've always said
that's
about
our job,
Russ,
I think.
As I've always said about Russ, he has too much money. Because he spends it on things like...
You know what? An 8-port, a D-Link gigabit?
It's not much.
Not expensive. No. It's like 50, 60, 70.
Yeah, it's actually not that bad. I used to get mad at you, though, when you would fail to return your Netflix videos for 45 days or something. Like that.
Yeah, we don't pay for that. You just don't need to use the service.
Well, I mean, you're paying your monthly fee.
It was Mulholland Drive. You got to work up to that movie.
Mulholland. Wow. Actually, you just throw that
fair
out.
Enough.
Not Mulholland Falls. Mulholland Drive.
Mulholland Falls.
What was the Lynch?
Mulholland Drive. Okay. Was the one with the dykes at the end?
Naomi Watts. Middle, really.
Naomi Watts and...
When I finally saw it, I thought it was fantastic. But I didn't get to watch my Netflix version. That just sat in my house for 6 months.
Whoa.
Excellent.
Dude. All right, so that's one of my pieces of flair. Another one, actually, so I got
that's
more...
very good flair.
More
dingy.
More free gifts.
Tarnished flair.
More free gifts from my clients.
Hey, I got your ECC information, by the way. That is error correcting code.
Oh, error correcting code.
Error correcting code. And from what I remember when I was searching for memory on eBay, it's if you want to upgrade that, it's not terribly expensive to get ECC stuff.
Yeah, but not every motherboard can actually use ECC RAM.
Your motherboard.
Well, this server motherboard can. In fact, it may even demand ECC RAM.
Is it different than parity?
Yeah.
Parity is different.
But that's also an error thing.
Does it correct for round-off error, or what is it correcting for?
Data. Just the data that gets scanned in there.
I think okay. I think it's a safeguard against bad reading
writes. Bad
reading.
Okay.
I think what they're assuming is that a server is going to be doing mission-critical things, and it can't... It's just one way to prevent errors.
Mission-critical for the rocket launch?
It's an analogy. It's not the only mission.
That's right.
There are many missions in the world.
Rush had a song called The Mission.
Mission was Mission with Robin De Niro.
That's right.
Mission Impossible.
I think
mission
we saw the drink because Irv mentioned Rush.
Every time Irv mentions Rush, everyone else drinks.
Everybody else drinks.
Another client of mine.
Dial-a-door drinking game. Every time somebody interrupts somebody, you have to drink.
Oh, shit. That's what we do. I've been interrupted. I'm drinking.
That's right. Every time you get interrupted... you have to drink, which is kind of funny.
So check this out. Or talk louder.
There you go.
One of my clients, as I'm leaving, says, "Hey, by the way, would you like some booze?" She says, "Hey, do you like booze?" And I'm like, "Am I about to ruin my marriage?"
Is she coming on to me?
No, I'm just kidding.
Because I'm totally okay with that.
Mrs. Robinson, are you trying to seduce me?
Yeah.
Do you like booze?
Do you like boobs? Did you say boobs or booze? Because I like them both.
Yeah,
In fact, together. I like them together.
I just want to know where this is
I
going.
Like to drink booze off of boobs.
True that.
Well, anyway. She says, I have teenage girls. So this is like, this is just going in a crazy
getting
direction.
Hotter and hotter.
And I'm like, yeah, I like teenage girls, boobs, and booze. And she says, would you take some booze away so they don't find it? Because I'm not going to drink it, and I don't want it in the house. Because they're just going to take it and do something.
Where are these clients located, just out of curiosity?
Okay. So I'm like, well, okay, I'll take the booze.
She
goes downstairs, and she brings three half-empty bottles of Bacardi rum with the label style from 1985. apparently, these were left... Apparently, she inherited like her mother's liquor cabinet recently because her mother moved into a smaller apartment and abandoned the God knows how old Bacardi rum... Along with
a go bad.
Not really. No. Along with a half full 1.75 plastic liter bottle of Old Crow.
Yeah, I was hoping it was going to be shitty whiskey.
And then another like 1.75 of bottom shelf gin.
Oh boy! Hey, send that over to Tom Zubal, make him drink it.
Dory and I, no doubt. Dory and I are sitting here looking at each other when I bring it home. We're like. What at our age, with our lifestyle, what on earth do we do with this crap? You know, we can't just, like...
I'll tell you right now, your friends won't drink it. What would you do?
No.
I'm just telling you, I did with my cooler full of bad beer from a party that never got drank. It was all terrible beer that
Blat.
Was over.
Is that what you brought over here?
Yeah.
I dumped it behind a dumpster. No, this is good. That was bad beer. It was it had been warm and cold and warm and cold.
Ah,
it's cooler. And it was all, like... MGD was the best beer in the thing.
Oh, God.
I don't know. 6 months ago, Irv, I think I would have found plenty of uses.
So just dump that out by a dumpster behind my place where all the bums are hanging out, and that's that'll be gone soon.
So you just put it in the dumpster?
No, next to it.
That's a hell of a point. If I put liquor next to a dumpster, it'll definitely get gone.
Yeah.
I was actually contemplating selling it at the garage sale. Then I was like, that's probably
bad. You can't
do that.
That's illegal.
You need a license for that.
That's illegal. You can't do that.
Maybe I could make lemonade $2.
My 4 ounce
cup.
$2.
Patty will drink it.
Well, here's the thing. We're going. We are going to bring it to Amy Lee's cottage.
Oh,
where we are.
That
patty. Where we are going this weekend.
Patty will drink it.
But literally everybody that we know, I think, is like literally to the point where they just they don't want any part of it.
Yeah, once you cross 30,
they just don't want any part. And I don't have a fraternity house to take it to. That'd have been the perfect thing. I was just like, guys,
where are
the
Fijis?
Boom, boom.
Are they gone?
Well, for a while.
What do you mean?
We're on a hiatus.
We're on a hiatus.
Oh man, that's
the house is vacant.
That's such a nice house. I don't like when they change hands because that won't be the same one next time I go back. And
I guarantee it won't be the same one.
Damn it, I hate it.
It'll be formed in the image of Bob Niebaum.
No, it won't be. It'll be formed in the image of Dan Turner.
Well,
so they'll
well,
all
then
be
it'll
short,
be
but doctors.
They'll be short and...
Damn it?
No.
The whole house will be compensating for something.
Exactly.
And the whole house can yell at each other, stand up, every time they stand up to make a toast.
I still my favorite crappy joke ever.
It was one of my favorite. When I was a freshman.
Ollie Cullis.
I was a freshman, and he had just come back to school as a freshman.
Who's he?
Dan Turner. And he originally was like pledge class of 85, and then he left school, and then he came back. And he was
really?
A freshman the same year as me all over again. In 1990, and
then
I just thought it was the funniest thing. Right. Every time he would stand up to talk about himself at like bid dinner or something, everyone would start yelling, "Stand up, stand up!"
Because he's
short.
Very funny,
and I loved it.
Freshman Irv is quick.
Freshman Irv is funny.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what else we got?
I have a suggestion for you about your booze.
Yes,
I would take it and make a big punch with it.
That's thinking of watermelons.
Or
plan
or. Take the gin, and I know this works for vodka, if you run it through a water filter.
Yeah.
If you run Smirnoff through a water filter, you can't tell the difference between Smirnoff
now,
and like,
right. Playboy.
Playboy Advisor just addressed this month.
They advise against it. They say
of course they do. They're
shut
Hulu.
Up, a girl's talking about porn.
Go ahead.
Playboy's
please,
not
yo,
porn.
Go.
I just
true.
Noticed that they I weren't backing don't. The Brita plan.
They said, go get Smirnoff and just drink it. It actually, on its own, tastes pretty good.
Whatever.
And if you're mixing it,
it's
and
carbon
you put something expensive, you're a tool.
I agree, you're a tool.
Well, anyway, I've got a hell of a lot of old rum, bourbon, and gin.
I want no part of it.
I'm going to take it up to Amy's cabin, and I think over the next decade it gets drunk.
I think that
I
rum.
I bet the rum goes this weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Rum plus
rum
watermelon equals happy birthday.
I think daiquiris. Daiquiris are the order of the day.
No. Hairy Buffalo.
Like
hairy Buffalo with big hairy buffalo.
How's it going,
you like
abstinence?
Making love at midnight.
Can you be around the drinkers?
Oh, God. Yeah, that's going to be fun. I'm going to be around a bunch of my old drinking buddies from back home.
You know
home.
What's really
pregnant.
Cool? You know what's really cool? Is you're going to find out how loud and obnoxious they really are.
That's something you never wanted to know.
Yeah, I've already...
Dory's learning this. Dory's learning this.
I saw my first drunk person ever. It was amazing.
When you weren't yourself affected?
Well, I was able to notice that they were actually drunk. I'm like, oh my goodness, why are you acting so strangely?
I always want to go home at 10 p.m.
Not good.
Yeah, I'm gonna go home at 10 and sleep at my parents' house while my friends are getting ripped.
Not the worst idea you've ever had.
I've
got Flair.
Okay,
oh, yeah,
Flair.
More,
Flair.
This week there was a Woot-Off. I don't know if you're aware.
Woot-Off?
Dewey alerted me to this.
Woot.com. Oh, I love Woot.com.
Woot.com puts up one item every day. It goes on, it's, you know, it's a relatively decent price. When they sell out, that's their end of their day's
sale.
A Woot-Off.
They have great prices.
Keep that going on.
Oh, that's right.
So, one thing that was cool is I was discussing this with Dewey, how you have to, you know, reload the page to see when things are going. And some things there's bigger numbers for and bigger demand, obviously. So, you don't know what pace at which to look at the web page and... So he did find, and I think Dewey will post the link hopefully for us, a sort of a screen scrape of Woot, which just shows you what all the previous items were and how quick they're going by and everything. But anyway, there's a Woot-Off this week. I myself bought a Roomba. It's on the way now.
Bought a Roomba?
A Roomba.
The little robotic vacuum.
Yeah.
Okay. I get a lot of flack for
not
cleaning
a Woomba.
Much, because I don't clean much.
Not the Woomba, Dory. Not the Woomba.
There
Saturday
was a
Live.
Saturday Night Live skit.
It cleans my business. My lady business. And I like that.
So, yeah, I got a Roomba coming. I'm kind of excited about it.
Is it going to clean your lady business?
It may.
I think you should teach it to fight battles for you.
That would be cool, too. I might put some kind of swinging arm.
I feel like some sort of saw blade.
Exterminate.
I'm going to turn my Woomba into a battle robot.
And Dewey, I believe, bought some shit, too. Let me see if I can find it later. But
okay.
I believe he wooted something as well.
I really want to buy one of their bags of crap.
There was a random bag of crap listed on the screen scrape. I was like, I missed that, I guess. You wouldn't know what's in it anyway, huh?
Yeah, you just get like you just get a notification that like your 8-pound package shipped via FedEx, and then it comes and you get like I think one guy got a gross of LEDs.
Oh,
like,
God.
like a gross of LEDs.
For how much?
I think it was like $10 or something.
Yeah, they're all very cheap.
They're not expensive.
That's overpriced.
No, but it, I mean, it had all kinds of crazy crap in it.
They emit light.
I know.
I think I could come up with an 8-pound bag of crap for you.
You could. Dory can actually produce an 8-pound bag of crap. That's an actual 8-pound bag of crap.
Wow.
Do you guys want to attack this Tim Wurzel question?
We can do that.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, I meant to look something up.
I have two other things, though, to get to at some point.
Okay.
I don't have to, but whatever.
Well, why don't you go ahead and do that?
Now. I wanted to...
Tim can't wait.
Well, I've got a link that looked interesting I just saw, which was this year's the 10th Annual Webby Awards just came out.
Aye, the Webbies.
So we could check those out later.
The Webbies are a great thing to check out if you're actually thinking about either becoming a web designer or doing some web design yourself so that you can really understand the unbelievably enormous mountain you have to climb because
how you suck.
There are some web designers
really
out there
understand
that are
how
off
you really
the
are.
Fucking charts. They are amazing, amazing websites that look phenomenal.
Yeah, ours isn't one of them.
And they're all flash.
Ours isn't one of them. And they're all, yeah, they all have flash all over the place. They're incredible. Yeah.
I hate that flash
but,
shit.
You know, used to really fucking irritate me, flash and all that shit, when I had a really crappy computer. Now I'm like, oh, cool. Now loaded.
Now I have bandwidth and processing power.
And I gotta say they're designed a little better as usable apps now.
Right.
Not just pretty.
Right,
well, I mean,
it's not just like a 30-second introduction to my text-based website.
Show me a good flash. I want to see one. Show me one that's worth a damn.
I'll show you a good flash.
I'll find one.
I'll show you a good flash.
I'm threatening that for you.
Hey-o.
The only thing I have over for that is I reinvested in a thing called TiddlyWiki. I'd heard about this a while ago.
TiddlyWiki.
I never got into it.
TiddlyWiki.
What the hell is it? So it's a wiki.
So everyone knows kind of what a wiki is. The idea is you can
edit
web pages, web content, quickly.
Yes.
TiddlyWiki has got its entire interface or language behind there driving it is JavaScript built into the page.
Aha!
It's in one file, self-contained. You update it, and it's all saved into that file. So you don't need any server software. You can sit it right on your desktop.
Oh, I see. So each page is its own living wiki.
It's actually one page. Instead of when you edit a new page in a normal wiki, you edit things called tiddles in the TiddlyWiki. And it gets saved, and you can use CSS really aggressively to expand, show different tiddles or pages or whatever in the inline page you're looking at. I just got into it. I looked at it. It's fantastic.
What's the tittle?
It's sort of a web page, but it's like a little piece of a web page inside of a...
Instead of a bigger web page?
Like sort of diminutive.
So it's like a portal?
It's like a blog entry.
It's like one of those brush dolls.
So it's like a portal site that brings in other sites? Is that what you're saying?
Humble Wiki. The idea is that you edit it in place. So what I'm using it for right now...
Holy shit.
Instead
of... 45 down.
You may now have your good beer.
Keeping
I want another
Colt
45.
I totally do, too.
There are two more.
This is not bad, and I'm so ashamed to admit it. There are three more, thank you
very
much.
I'm a Malt Liquor fan.
There was only five total.
Are you serious? I could have sworn I counted
five.
Six.
There's five.
Because I thought there might be five of us.
He's already seeing double.
I swear to God.
I've still got, like...
Did you bring your own? Then there was
no, I did not bring my own.
Irv, you need a nibble for everything.
I'm only about a third of the way through my 45.
Wow, that's pathetic.
I'm not a fast beer drinker.
You are
so
worth
it.
What about malt liquor?
He's a bitch.
You know, I am going to have a Colt 45.
What I'm using
I'm
right
so
now
ashamed.
For my... I used to use text pages. I'll take one as well. Just a bunch of text pages to do my to-do list at work, my to-do list at home. And I have to switch between them. They got to be saved in some particular place. And I got to go find them and open my text editor.
Wait. Get back on the couch. Tell me what was wrong. You had to do what before with your text?
I
got to
keep my list of shit to do. Somewhere.
Okay.
And information
like,
and like I used to accumulate like and I probably still will eventually, but like Firefox would be full of 30 damn tabs that I gotta read all these links I thought might be interesting stories. But then Firefox would crash and I'd lose them all. So then I loaded a Firefox extension that saves all those so I can get it back. But I never read them. There's too much shit. So anyway, I got data I need to keep somewhere. TiddlyWiki's been really handy for that.
So you can put stuff that you're never going to read there and keep it
and
safe.
Forget about it. Yeah. It makes you feel better.
But he can forget about it.
I hate these types of things.
He can forget about it in a good way.
It's actually, yeah.
But how can you, I don't get it. Like, how come you can stick your things there?
You kind of, I mean, the basic, again, premise of a wiki is to really quickly edit
when a man and a woman have a special kind of love.
So you get your own page at TiddlyWiki, and then you can...
It's not online. It's on my hard drive. It's like
it's a program.
Text file. It is a program and a data store all at once.
And it's rendered in a browser?
Yeah. So that's TiddlyWiki. And everyone else
Russ doesn't know Tiddly.
Yeah, that was my name for it.
New Tiddler.
But,
is this freeware?
So you hit New Tiddler, it comes up as New Tiddler. Oh, it's totally free. Yeah, you just download you can download an empty one to your desktop. And there's all kinds of extensions people are making for it. You can make it do other cool stuff. It kind of has a little bit of a learning curve, which is why I didn't get into it when I first discovered it a year ago. But it's pretty good if you ever you want to organize your life a little bit.
You're going to laugh.
That would be cool.
I've used it to help organize me myself a little bit? Is on my desktop. I've gone back to like 2001, and I'm using Post-it Notes Lite. On my desktop.
I used to have a little application called Fuzzy Duck Note Tab.
Aww.
And what it does is sit in my system tray.
It pops up a little sticky thing. I know you're gay.
Fuzzy Duck Note
you're
Tab.
Your ducks are fuzzy.
And I don't know where the name comes from.
No, but this is how you kept all your ducks in a row? This is for what exactly, though?
Keep little post-its.
List of stuff somewhere
new. Yeah, well, they bring a bell and I move to a new place. I got
you. When you turn 30, I feel like you don't drink the old alcohol, and you can't remember all the shit you got to do anymore.
And you get pregnant.
That's what happened to me. That hasn't happened to me yet, but I live in fear.
If you do get pregnant for us, that's going to be cool.
Well, does TiddlyWiki take up a lot of space? Because I got busted by my goddamn IT people for having too much shit on my profile. I don't even know what I had.
Having too much shit on my profile?
Yeah, because I don't have any actual live programs on my computer at work. It's like, it's all kept on a server somewhere, and like I only get 25 megs or something.
Oh, that's really low. Wow, that sucks.
It's probably mostly mail attachments.
Tell your, you know what? Buy your ass an 80 gig hard drive attachment and just plug that shit in.
Yeah, I guess you could do that.
Starts as
you definitely.
About
you can actually just get a. You can actually get a 2 gig pen drive.
I've added 6K to TiddlyWiki.
I don't have purse.
And it's only about 200K.
Put it in your
less than.
Okay, that's not so bad.
Because
I could use that kind
of... Did you ever see that?
That kind of thing.
We're talking over them.
No, we're not.
TiddlyWiki.
Anyway, that's what I got. It does have a learning curve, so I can't really explain it all right now, but if you take a little bit of time and mess with it, I think you get it pretty quick.
Cool.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much.
Brilliant.
We'll call that Dork Almighty's free software of the week.
I'm not Dork Almighty. Though.
I know,
that's the name
of the segment.
Can we start calling Russ Gigabit?
Gigabit.
Is that always going to be the nicknameless?
Yeah.
Russ Gigabit Miller?
Is that what you want to be?
You want to be Gigabit Miller?
That sucks. That is one of the
Who
worst.
Who asked the pregnant lady?
I'm not saying that you suck.
That's a new
I'm
segment.
Saying your
Who
suck.
Asked the pregnant lady?
Well, I think that computers should be pink.
And that's Who Asked the Pregnant Lady? Okay.
I saw Saturday Night Live, by the way, and I saw they had Jack Black. It was a rerun from the... Christmas, and they had Debbie Downer.
Right.
I thought of you.
Thank you. There's a decent one, I think, when Steve Carell hosted, that Debbie Downer met Bob Bummer.
Yeah, they didn't roll with that.
They didn't take it as far as they could.
Continuity there.
Dory, is that vacuum cleaner about to fall over?
No.
Word. Yeah.
You guys want to go on to the Tim Wurstel bare metal?
I think we better.
I'm done.
I know everything I need to know about Blu-ray.
Well, here, let me just read you
something.
Tim wants to know the difference between Blu-ray and HD DVD and which should he pursue when the time is right. And, the first advice I'll give you is, hey, don't be an early adopter.
Definitely.
You can help it.
Definitely.
Wait it out.
Okay, so what do these technologies do for
you?
Can I just say one thing? Can I just read one thing real quick from the www.blu-ray.com?
I think they're a little biased. I'm not going
to
lie to you.
He says, why the name Blue... Okay, Blu-ray is high-definition DVD, 25 gigs on a disc, 50 gigs on a double-layer disc. Why the name Blu-ray? The name Blu-ray is derived from the underlying technology, which utilizes a blue-violet laser to read and write data. The name is a combination of blue and with blue for the blue-violet laser and ray for optical ray.
Wow. In case you're fucking retarded.
That's what it actually right. goes on and says it.
This should be a Dr. J question because
fucking
the reason
Dewey's
is...
updating his
all right, let's
blog.
Get,
Dewey's
well,
the,
should be here.
Dewey's the king of all media. By media,
what a
I mean
penis head.
So,
Doc, getting physical. Wait, let's get physical.
Yeah,
physical with Dr. J.
So anyway, all I was going to say was that the reason they use blue is because blue's got a shorter wavelength, so
it's got
you
more
can,
data.
Yeah, so you can compress more data in there. That's Whee! Why it's blue instead of
I
red.
I remember when the lasers first were developed back in I don't know around 2000 somewhere, and everyone was excited at the applications it was going to have.
Right. Sure. But the difference between Blu-ray and HD DVD, Blu-ray has more information capacity per layer, 25 gigabytes instead of 15, according to Wikipedia. I'm okay. not going to lie to you. I don't know that information. But I know where to look for that information.
Higher data transfer rate as well.
I've got the internet. I don't need to know anything anymore.
HD DVD yeah. uses a blue laser
is
as
there,
well.
So is that decidedly better technology?
I'll
definitely go with HDTV. I'll buy or HDDVD, I'll buy that right now.
I honestly wouldn't buy a goddamn bit of it.
The worst people will definitely put it more into marketing.
Well, it's just you've got two
true.
Consortiums battling it out.
Well,
Blu-rays
yeah.
like Apple and Dell and people like that, and HDDVD is Toshiba
and
NEC.
And Toshiba and NEC, yeah.
yeah
and they're
a winning combination. Who are they fighting?
Toshiba and NEC.
You know what? I'll get this information next week from Time. There was an article in Time about it a couple weeks ago, and they laid out who was on which camp. That's basically it's like VHS and Betamax.
Well,
yeah,
look
exactly.
at Blu-ray has already received broad support from major movie studios as a successor.
Because Sony is
Warner, Paramount, Fox, Disney, Sony, MGM, and Lionsgate.
They're behind
and
this one.
Blu-ray
HD DVD has support from Warner, Paramount, and Universal.
There are people who are doing both though. There are companies that are saying, you know, fuck it, we'll release it in everything, and whatever you got, you can buy a movie.
It says Blu-ray is going to be on the PlayStation 3.
Right.
So I think
I
it's a
do
done
that.
Deal.
Well,
it's going to be Blu-ray because it's got a better name.
I think, well, there you go, as opposed to HD DVD, and that's got too many D's and...
B's and
then,
H's.
Yes,
and hyphens.
Exactly.
Well, Blu-ray is a hyphen.
Everybody knows it's R-L-S-T-N-N-E. That really are the
oh,
good
on,
letters.
Oh, on Wheel.
Wheel
of Fortune.
Watch a lot of Wheel.
It's a little boring when all they always do, R-S-T-L-N-N-E.
They give you R-S-T-L-N-N-E.
Oh, yeah, they give you
R-S-T-L-N-N-E. What was the last time you watched? The last time
yeah,
you watched, you could
82.
Still buy fucking Dalmatians and get the rest on a gift certificate, couldn't you?
See, I used to love that.
They should go back to that.
I agree. Well, except now they give away so much cash, you couldn't even buy it. You couldn't. You couldn't
well,
buy
they
the
still
shit.
Overcharge the shit out of you for stuff. It's like a 5-inch black and white TV with $900.
I'll take the ceramic Dalmatians for $185.
The best was
and the rest on a gift and the rest on a gift certificate. Well, Pat.
For service merchandise.
So that's right, service merchandise
right.
gift certificate.
I loved it when they bought wood paneling.
Oh yeah, swank.
It was like it was so fun when people would forget that you could do the gift certificate. So they would struggle to spend that last like $105 or whatever,
and
they'd be like,
"All
right, give me the gold lame picture frame."
You know
for
what?
$95.
All of it. No, that's right. The Dalmatian was the lowest,
that's
and
why
frankly,
I always purchased.
If I was on the show, I'd have bought the Dalmatians just so somebody could
it.
Be like, "Where the fuck did you get those?" I could be like, "I was on the Wheel, bitch.
I got them on Wheel of Fortune."
That's right, motherfucker.
But guarding your house
but
with lions
they give away,
up front.
Yeah, exactly. But now they give away like. Wicked tons of fucking cash. This guy won like 60 G's today. But
I
hear
absurd.
It's true. I hear apparently to get on you have to either act ridiculously happy and like a moron or just like a moron. You apparently you can be
well,
too
it's a moron's
smart.
Game, really.
And you can be
just
too smart and
like
be
a moron.
Away. Exactly.
You'll get on Wheel of Fortune.
Exactly.
Okay. That was just like a prayer.
That was great. That
you
was
know, anyway,
the beginning
to answer Chip's question,
ass.
I'm gonna say Blu-ray.
On Tuesday.
Go ahead. I want to hear about
totally
Tuesday.
I saw the opening to because I was sick home from work. I saw the opening to for World Soccer, World Cup Soccer.
Yeah,
I saw the opening to Price is Right, and they did a great little memento that money was going to New Orleans and everything.
Yes.
I was like, those guys are cool.
Yeah, that's in
cool.
fact,
that's
Price is
cool.
Right is my favorite game.
Price is Right is fat.
Price is Right is what's your favorite?
Oh,
what's your favorite game on Price is Right?
Oh,
oh, we almost had a crash of Rooney.
Yep.
But it lived.
Price is Right.
Oh, the Matterhorn.
Sweet. The Matterhorn.
The Matterhorn.
No.
What about the arm pulling run around one? That's my favorite.
Oh, did you? Is anybody
oh,
watching?
Oh yeah, what the fuck
is
that one called?
Anybody watching?
So
is anybody watching the game show marathon show,
where they took these celebrities.
Game Show Marathon.
It's called Game
Show
Marathon, and it's hosted by Ricky Lake, and they're doing a bunch of different game shows, and the celebrities are on. Not as big as you'd think. The celebrities are going on, and they're playing the games. The first one was Price is Right. Who does the run around and change the prices? Brandi Roderick, former Playmate of the Year.
Wow.
As soon as they brought her up on stage, I'm like, oh, she's going to do something where she's going to run. Okay, not only does she not know how much something is, I got to tell you, watching her run around in those high heeled shoes, giggity giggity. Yeah, it was fantastic, and she had no concept about the game because she had one right and switched everything.
Yeah,
dumb people.
It was tragically stupid.
It's just like when they don't do like one. We actually saw the first one on Monday. It was $7.50, and the next
$7.51.
Yeah, they didn't. They did like $1,200.
Oh,
what
you
are you
ass
doing?
Ass.
All right, you know what? You know what game I like?
Noodlehead.
I'm gonna go with my two personal favorites.
Well, I'll go ahead, but I'll tell you my favorite.
Sorry. The one where you have to roll the big. Soft die.
Oh, yeah, the dice.
You play like a game of high-low, basically.
Over or under.
It tends to be easy, though.
It depends on what you roll.
If you roll last time I saw it, it was all fives and ones.
Okay, the other one I love. Plinko.
Plinko is the correct answer.
All right, I was in Atlantic City, and they were doing tapings of, I don't know if it was a real show or not.
Probably.
And they had a big Plinko board set up, and I was working at the time. All I wanted to do was camp out in that lobby to get a chance to play.
I just want
to
drop. I want to drop. I dropped the Plinko. My friends of ours from Vegas. This girl, she and her sister built a Plinko board when they were like 14,
genius.
Maybe 10. Who knows? They built a Plinko board in their garage with nails and shit, and just dropped it and played Price is Right.
Plinko was a huge game in Japan.
Really?
You can buy little Plinko games where you kind of start it like a pinball game where you have the little spring loaded thing and you shoot it up into the top and then it just does the thing and falls to the bottom and that's
ha ha ha, you win a ha ha ha, you win
exactly.
A ha ha ha.
And there's no little flippers. It's not like pinball.
Very
you just,
culturally
you just
sensitive.
Do Plinko over and sense. Over and over again. But try to get
where
it
to
thing.
Start it is
ha,
very
ha,
important.
You win a ha ha ha.
What?
Choosing where you start it's
bullshit.
Very important.
Bullshit. It's like, went up to $25,000.
You might as well be like, okay, so I got these electrons that I'm shooting across the universe. Where is it now? All right, there you go.
Really? That's what Plinko's like?
Just like it.
Shooting electrons across the universe.
I know, I shoot electrons across the universe all the time.
That seems ridiculous, Dr. J.
It's a great way to spend a Saturday morning.
STFU.
Thank
you.
That's the cult talking.
That's right. That's right. Better watch out. Hey, you know what, by the way? It does work. It does.
Totally is working.
It definitely works.
Well, you feel like giving it up to some nice young
man? No.
Billy D. walked in the room, you would give it up.
If Billy D. walked in the room right now, I would have nothing but nice things to say about him.
You are fine.
And I would not call him Lando. I would not call him Lando.
I might call him Lando.
Why wouldn't you call him Lando?
Lando Griffin.
They called Screech Screech. He didn't bother with his real name.
Oh, Dustin
Diamond. Well, Dustin Diamond's
He doesn't quite command the respect.
Dustin Diamond is...
That's a name you don't need to clutter up your head with, by the way. Go ahead and forget that.
Oh, by the way, I just want to say something to my wife over there.
Uh-oh.
Stephen Hawking. The Associated Press reports that astrophysicist Stephen Hawking wants humans to establish colonies in space in order to ensure the survival of the human race. What have I been talking about all this time? We need to move out into space. We need to prove ourselves worthy to join the universal community.
We just need to get the hell off this rock.
Gotta get out of this gravity well, man.
And
it's dragging me down.
It is. And
it's holding you down.
Yeah, and we need to figure out how to siphon hydrogen.
That is funny.
We don't
want to
get off of this heavy water planet
soon. Oh, I don't know.
It's a pretty nice place.
No, we'll leave people here.
We're doing a really good job of fucking it
up.
Think how fun it'll be when we can test global warming on somebody else's planet.
Let's go warm up.
Oh, it does work.
Hey,
Mars. Mars. Oh,
we're going to be fine.
Tragic.
Mars. We're going to be fine.
What
we're going to be
the
fine.
Time span?
I got a Dr. J question. Sorry?
You want to go?
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, let's say human history is one, where we are right now.
Is one.
How long do we get off? Somewhere, I think, in 1 to 2. off the planet. How long do we get out of the solar system?
All right, wait, are you saying since the beginning of time is zero and where we are now is one?
So we're around 1,000
100,000 years? 100,000 years.
I mean, if you can be more accurate,
first 100,000 years is one Russ unit. How many more Russ units till we are off the planet with a with a colony off the planet?
Somebody wrote an article about the exponential growth of technology and that we're about to hit that peak. And
singularity.
Oh yeah, and flying cars.
Well, they say
now.
Singularity will be
any
week. We'll make computers too smart and they'll kill us.
I have the solution to global warming. I have the solution to global warming.
Is it everybody buy a surfboard?
Global cooling.
It's not.
Global cooling.
Global cooling. That's it.
Volcanic eruption.
Well, volcanic eruption, a big one, would help a lot.
Yeah.
But
how do you figure?
Because it'll fill the atmosphere with ash.
It cools the planet by like 5 degrees.
Like Krakatoa.
By blocking the sun out and disturbing the cycle of life, you jerk off.
It'll work for one
It'll
year.
Work
It'll
for
help.
1 year.
Pal.
By killing the plants.
There was like 6 inches of snow in the middle of
anyway,
June in like 1880-something
jerk
because
off.
Krakatoa erupted.
Here. See, we need a
anyway.
Krakatoa. We need Stubatoa to erupt. Okay, look, no, seriously, I think it's going to be nanotubes and space elevators is going to be a big...
Oh, I'm so into the space elevator project.
We'll have a huge web of
fountains of Paris,
living quarters and things several miles off the surface of the Earth in geosynchronous, orbit. Connected by space elevators made of nanotubes.
Why? Two words. Water.
What?
Actually, that's one word.
Water's not a problem, dude. Water's not going anywhere. We can get all. We have all the water.
You're
we
bring
need.
It all the way up there. Why?
We've got more water. We know what to do with.
Can you actually?
You can't
no,
get
we
water
don't.
When you're over there?
We have maybe not potable water.
I got one word for you. Sunburn.
Potable.
Potable.
Sunburn. Yeah, it's another.
There is sunburn.
That's actually a strong point, believe it or not.
Dude, radiation up at that height.
You don't build it out of suntan lotion.
You don't build it out of suntan lotion.
You
that,
build it out
that
of
may be the,
45 is
that may be the dumbest thing you've said ever. Oh my! No, she's right though. Believe it or not.
Look,
no,
all I'm going to say is I don't think we're going to contract Hawaiian Tropic to design it.
Okay. So anyway,
still doesn't make sense.
Asshole. What we'll do is we'll build it on the part of the Earth that's dark.
We'll build it at night.
Awesome.
The genius. Polish Solar Expedition. How are you guys going to keep from being burned alive? We're going at night. Super. Super.
We're going at night.
All right. So one. Another 100,000 years we're off the solar
okay,
system?
So if frankly, you don't have that much time, and I'm very serious. I'm not alarmist when I say this. I'm very serious. You don't have that kind of time. Not just because you're going to die soon, Russ. Seriously, get a grip. No, but if you look at what we've done,
he doesn't know.
I don't.
Growth of technology.
What we've done so far, like in all of human existence, starting from throwing a rock overhand, like 2,000 years ago, or 10,000 years ago, you're throwing a spear and you're like, look at me, I'm fucking sweet, I'm the edge of technology, I have a sharp rock on a stick, fuck you.
Wild boar.
Do they have like Betamax then, like the unsuccessful better technology?
No,
Mr. Show did a great thing about the limits of science, and it was the world's oldest educational film. And it's from like the 13th century or something like that. And everything's like, if the wizard drowns, then he was right, or something. It's just like really ridiculous.
But
good one.
It's like it's good for the wizard and it's good for the hunchback.
That's right. So 50 years ago, did we have computers? 50
yes.
years ago, did we have computers?
Yes, we did.
Yes,
yeah,
of course.
We absolutely did.
We had Charles Babbage's answer machine.
Depending on how you define 100
years ago?
Did
we had Babbage's
computer.
We had Babbage's machine in 1785,
dude.
So that's a no. We didn't. No, we didn't.
For some fucked up reason, is often defined as a computer.
I meant computers. No.
All right. Computers, the first computer
I don't
was
mean
like ENIAC or whatever.
Okay. ENIAC,
whatever, 1940-something.
Epicac.
All right, 50 years ago, did we have home computers?
50 years ago, did we have home computers?
We had home computers.
We had dads.
There's only a market.
Say no.
for about five computers in the world.
We had dads.
They balanced the checkbook.
Now, 25 years ago, did we have computers?
Yes.
Or home computers?
Yes.
Home computers.
1981, yes.
1981? Is that 25 years ago?
Holy shit, right?
Absolutely.
25-year-old who was
born in 1981. That's right. Were they as powerful now as, were they as powerful then as they are now?
No. Yes.
He's dragging this point out.
No, I am.
Yeah,
no,
really,
totally, dude.
If I'd have gotten any cooperation, out of any of you assholes.
You can play Halo on a PC Junior.
Anyway.
No, you
can. The original.
You can play Halo on an Altair.
Now, I mean, what you're running right there is probably
this thing?
As powerful.
Yeah, the thing you got,
we
were getting.
That thing was like that Whopper in War Games.
Yeah, the thing I was going to throw away would have been like the most unbelievable computer ever in 1981.
Exactly. So,
what's your point?
I don't know.
Where are you going with this?
I don't know.
It's all
these questions.
Talk about.
What are the potential ramifications of putting our garbage on rockets and shooting it into the sun?
Nothing. I totally think we should do that.
If it is for rocket fuel, it'd be cheaper just to buy a new planet.
How much fuel do you really have to do? Just get it up and let it fall into the sun.
Honestly, that's when you need space elevator.
No, you know what you should do is you should use all kinds of really bad radioactive stuff to power it once it gets out of the out of our
planetary
type.
Orion, is that what they call that?
The Van Allen belts, I believe, is what you're looking for.
No, Orion is the
that's a big old
drive
nebula.
Where they just throw new.
The
one engine
under
engine.
A big Chex Mix.
Chex Mix.
Orange Whip.
Orange whip.
Three orange
whips.
Fucking frat assholes. More frat stories now.
Frat story? That's from the Blues Brothers.
That's the Blues Brothers.
John Candy from the Blues
Brothers.
How many
times do you guys watch that together?
Not much,
I actually have never seen that movie with you.
I love that movie.
So do I.
I love that movie.
Do you like Gladiator movies?
Oh, well, that's Airplane.
That's too bad.
How many times do you guys watch that together?
Yeah.
Nope.
Never watch Airplane with a grown man naked.
Anyway.
So there.
To answer your question, you have until tomorrow to get off this planet or we're all doomed.
It's going to explode.
No.
All right.
Have
you been watching Al Gore movies?
No.
I'm going to go take...
I guess...
Good.
Did we crash?
Final countdown.
Actually, I believe it was I think we're still streaming. Yeah, we are.
Oh, hot damn.
I think this thing actually connection error.
Error everywhere.
This computer is so
fucked. Better go to that dual pen.
I think it's time to get a new I need a new
get
computer.
Get an ANIAC.
What kind of computer? $500.
I'm gonna get a dual core Absol Smurf.
Are we just talking to each other through microphones or are we actually telling people?
Alright, that's the end of the show.
Seriously?
I'm going to stop streaming the show. Nobody was listening anyway.
Sure. Right.
But this is all being recorded.
Super.
I think.
For posterity.
I think. Anyway, thank you very much for listening.
Check out the show notes
on the blog.
Dr. J Rants.
Dorks@dialdork.com. Buy a t-shirt. Go fuck yourself.
Hey, help
Thanks
us buy a new computer. Give us some money.
And give us some money.
Go to our PayPal account.
And money. Okay. And scene.
Get all those pimps together. It was live.